The news, read by Belinda Show, the main points. The 30th Africa Regional Assembly of the French-speaking parliament, known by the French acronym APF, unfolds in Yaoundé next Tuesday. The high-level parliamentary confab brings together at least 20 delegations from all over Africa. Ministers of mining from the Africa-Caribbean Pacific states have ended their meeting in Yaoundé today with the adoption of a draft decision on critical raw materials. In sport, the International Cycling Tour of Cameroon begins next Friday in the far north region. Cameroonian cyclists to take the race course have arrived tomorrow ahead of the sport event. Cameroon is ready to host the 30th Africa Regional Assembly of the French-speaking parliament, APF, scheduled for the 28th to the 30th of May in Yaoundé. Ahead of next week's event, the senior deputy speaker of the National Assembly, president of the Cameroon branch of the APF, Honorable Hilarion Eton, has in a press briefing at his cabinet enunciated the major orientations of the grand event expected to bring together at least 20 delegations from all over Africa. Details with Doris Batitatwekwe.
Every available information on the upcoming APF conference was unveiled to media men and women to ensure a balanced coverage of the three-day event. The first deputy speaker of the National Assembly, president of the Cameroon branch, and member of the Executive Bureau of the organization, Honorable Hilarion Eton, told journalists that discussions will hinge on two major themes, that is, political dialogue and the functioning of state institutions, and how useful parliamentary diplomacy is to French-speaking Africa. About 20 delegations from the entire African continent are expected in Yaoundé, alongside members of the parliaments of Angola and Sao Tome and Principe, who will be attending the conference as observers. The 30th Africa Regional Assembly of the APF will be holding within a new parliamentary context in Cameroon, which is now bicameral since 2013. And so members of the National Assembly and senators will all be involved in the deliberations placed under the patronage of President Paul Biya, head of Cameroon's diplomacy. The opening proceedings will be chaired by the Right Honorable Kavaiege Jibril, Speaker of the National Assembly. Meanwhile, Senate President Marcel Nyanjifenji will chair the closing ceremony on the 30th of May 2024. Created in 1967 in Luxembourg, APF is a representative and consultative assembly of French-speaking countries, an assembly that adopts resolutions on matters concerning the French-speaking community in various domains.
The meeting of ministers of mining from the Organization of Africa, Caribbean, Pacific States has ended today in Yaoundé with a draft decision to adopt the 79 member states' decision on critical raw materials, approve their action plan, and request the organization's secretariat to submit the conclusions to the 117th session of Council of Ministers for endorsement. The Yaoundé event, which took place in parallel to the fourth edition of the Cameroon International Exhibition Convention, was a platform to prepare the Organization of Africa, Caribbean, Pacific States position paper outlining options for its approach to the European Union regulation on critical raw materials. The OACP's Mining Ministers Conference also focused on how to position the organization within the realms of the green and digital transitions and leverage its wealth on critical raw material. Meanwhile, the fourth edition of the Cameroon International Mining and Exhibition Convention has wrapped up in Yaoundé today, with participants concluding that solid minerals like gold could be exploited for financial resources. Gu Henry talked to some of the participants and compiled the following report.
It was an ideal opportunity to exploit the mining potential of Cameroon in particular and of the sub-region in general by investors, banks and financial institutions, owners of major mining projects, academicians, researchers and consultants from around the world. Pearl Tip participant.
It is to consecrate the transition from the mining potential to the value, that means to the money. Before, we used to say, have this potential. potential. From now, you have to say what amount of money this solid mineral has brought to the Cameroon economy.
The three-day forum, according to experts, expressed the government's firm determination to move towards the effective exploitation of its minerals to reinforce growth in the sub-region. Professor Theophine Doxa, expert.
In the mining industry, we have a short time period, which is 3 years, not 1 year as financial thing. After 3 years, we can do the evaluation because it needs a lot of preparation.
Discussions at the convention revolved around promoting and developing the potential of human and mineral resources, the incentive framework and the governance, plus the challenges and opportunities of local processing of the sub-region's mineral resources.
The management of the International Insurance Institute have been urged to continue modernizing their academic programs through a well-defined strategic plan in order to meet the international standards of the insurance market. The call was made in Yaoundé today by Cameroon's Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Mutazim, during the inauguration of the head office of the Institute. Details with Sam Lingam.
The objective of the newly constructed training campus of the International Insurance Institute is to increase the contribution of insurance services to the GDP of member countries through up-to-date training programs and infrastructure. Speaking during the inauguration of the ultra-modern campus, which covers a global surface area of over 15,000 square meters at the Mfandena neighborhood, the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Mutazi, said the new infrastructure, which meets international building standards, is an inclusive and appropriate learning environment that must be well maintained by the management and the students. The head office of the International Insurance Institute comprises five entities, including the administrative and the student blocks, for a cost of over 3.5 billion CFA francs. While thanking the Cameroon government for having worked to make this dream a reality, the board chair of the Institute, Issouf Traoré from Côte d'Ivoire, and its director general, Ondong Bolarinwa Kupaki, all highlighted the importance of quality human resources through well-developed academic programs that can contribute to improving the role of insurance services in the development of member countries, urged to constantly respect their financial commitments for the smooth functioning of the International Insurance Institute.
The government of Cameroon is pursuing moves that could empower the youth so that they can contribute to the development of cooperatives, non-profit associations, and social enterprises in their communities. In connection with this, Cameroon will host the first edition of the African Social and Solidarity Economic Forum from the 28th to the 30th of May. The Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicrafts announced the event during a news conference in Yaoundé today. Achil Basilikan III mentioned that delegates at the forum will discuss ideas that could lead to a vibrant social economy with the active participation of the youth. Legal professionals from Africa have taken the engagement to develop initiatives that will corporate social responsibility in Africa. They took the commitment at the end of a four-day international workshop organized by OHADA to seek lasting solutions to attain sustainable development in Africa. Yen now is the African regional head of the UN's Global Impact, Eve Lado, highlighting the recommendations arrived at the end of the four-day gathering.
Corporate social responsibility is generally not well known or has many definitions depending on the context and people who are speaking about. The first approach for a business is really to consider corporate social responsibility as a contribution of the company, of the business, to the achievement of the sustainable development goals. In so doing, the company should be in position to identify its role in that regard, meaning what kind of activity, what kind of approach, what kind of products, what kind of innovation within the company can contribute to the achievement of the sustainable development goal. Going beyond CSR as humanitarian approach, building schools, hospitals, that is good, that is important, but it's not the core of the CSR. The core is integrating it in its strategy and its operations.
Over 900 officers of the Rapid Intervention Battalion B have acquired advanced skills that will make them more competent in protecting lives and safeguarding Cameroon's territorial integrity. Some of the officers have obtained certificates of technical abilities during a ceremony at the B Training Center at Manowar Bay in Limbe. The ceremony was presided over by the Commander of Military Training Schools and Center, Major General Philippe Mpai. Charles Sabuna reports from CRTV Southwest.
For many months, the trainees were drilled in advanced military techniques to enable them to operate much better in a variety of situations on the field. Staff Sergeant Mbe Jean-Paul.
We have learned specially technique and tactical to protect our fatherland, to protect our people.
Sergeant Samu Raphael, 29 subjects. We learn about DEH, we learn about civil moral, how to treat people and how to do a lot of things.
The hierarchy expect a much better performance from the troops who have gotten the advanced training. Lieutenant Colonel Tapele Umaru is the commander in charge of training at B.
If we are qualified our soldiers to give the professional work on the field, to work hand to hand with the population, to secure them and to achieve their duty.
Some chiefs from FACO Division who were invited by the military hierarchy were present at the occasion. Some of the most outstanding trainees were handed their certificates by the Commander of Military Training Schools and Center, Major General Philippe Mpai. Charles Abuno, CRTV News, Manawar Bay.
This is CRTV Network News. About 30 shops have been reduced to ashes at the Douala Central Market following a fire incident which occurred around midnight this Friday. The governor of the Littoral Region, Samuel Jodone Ivaha Dibua, visited the site this morning to assess the situation. Details with Skola Maluke.
Upon arrival at the scene of the fire disaster this morning, what greeted the governor and close aides was a strong scent of burnt dresses, shoes and electrical metals on the walls with electric wires hanging on both sides. The last flames were being doused by the population. Preliminary investigations suggest the fire started from a short circuit around midnight caused by a fan forgotten on by a trader in the central market. As a result of the fire, about 30 shops were brought down to ashes. Samuel Jodone Ivaha Dibua, governor of the Littoral Region.
We are very sorry for that incident, and we have resettled the populations of this area to take some measures. The first one was just to make the other shops to be kept by policemen so that people are not going to enter and steal the other businesses.
Authorities of the 201 Fire Brigade in Douala revealed that they had difficulties accessing the central market due to the anarchical occupation of the roadside by traders. Governor Samuel Jodone Ivaha Dibua has called for a serious investigation to be carried out to ascertain the real cost of the fire, as the financial cost of the damages is still to be determined. Skola Maluke, CRTV News, Douala.
In a related development, six temporary government buildings have been razed to the ground after a fire incident in Ikondo Titi, a locality of Dan Division of the Southwest Region. The cause of the fire has not been established, as Regina Ngalenduku reports from CRTV Southwest.
According to eyewitness accounts, the fire incident occurred around 1 p.m. on Thursday afternoon. Dock workers were loading a vehicle with drums filled with petrol when leakages from the drums were ignited from a nearby cooking area, causing the fire. Officials of Ikondo Titi today visited the site to evaluate the material loss incurred. According to the mayor, Otam Margaret Ndiba, necessary measures are being taken to avoid a repeat of such situation.
Every service should have an extinguisher. do for us. This is our only main market. This is our only main source, the border market line, where people are endeavoring to make ends meet. There are people who have lost everything. The council had in mind, we have a project that we're reaching for a frontier market to be here.
According to officials, 6 offices stationed at the Konotiti Beach were affected, including that of the Custom, Marine, Immigration and the Council. They have reiterated that the fire was not motivated by any criminal activity. Investigations have been opened to ascertain the root cause of the fire. Regina Ngale, Ndoko, CRTV News, Boye.
The general manager of Cameroon Telecommunications, Camtel, Judith Yasonde Achidi, has become the first ever Cameroonian woman to be the board chair of the Regional African Satellite Communications Organization, dubbed RASCOM. She was elected at the end of the 74th board meeting of the organization, which took place in Yaoundé. Maimouna Njoya tells us more from CRTV Center.
A new page has just been opened for the Regional African Satellite Communications Organization, RASCOM. The undisputed election of Camtel's general manager, Judith Yasonde Achidi, as board chair of the organization has been described as a sign of positive change in the telecommunications sector in Africa.
The new spirit and dynamism that has given to this organization with the election of the president of the board and the vice president, Mr. Koulibaly Siaka from Mali, the new general manager, Mr. Ati Ashong from Ghana, that we are going to do everything possible to make sure that RASCOM stands strong in the sector for satellite communication in Africa.
Amongst the newly elected at the end of the 74th board meeting was also the vice board chair, who is expected to put in his expertise for the 44 member countries of RASCOM to meet up with their objectives, which primarily turns around offering quality services to users across the continent.
In sport, administrative officials of the University of Garoua and the different organizing committees are putting in place necessary measures to ensure the successful start of the University Games in Garoua, with additional sports disciplines like cycling race, gymnastics and cultural caravans. The National Federation of University Sports and all stakeholders are ensuring a smooth mobilization on the eve of the Games. Details with Tanjong Levis Agbo.
The 24th edition of the All Varsity Games in Garoua has some innovations. Additional sports disciplines like cycling race and gymnastics have been added to the disciplines. Officials of the organizing committees, as well as the National Federation of University Sports, have been mobilizing. Cultural parades and caravans are also envisaged here. Amadou is head of service for cultural activities in the University of Garoua.
University Games is not only sport, but there is a cultural part that is very important. Today we have seen what we call Carnival, the cultural tour which has been organized in the aim to sensitize population, to tell them that something very important which is happening here in Garoua.
As the athletes are already getting set for D-Day, those involved in the organization are also ensuring a smooth start of the games.
Tomorrow we will have the second part, which will happen around the campus of Jumasi. Then we will have the animation within and around the areas where athletes will compete.
Different lodging and sporting sites are equally set to host the various athletes, and authorities affirmed their commitments throughout the university games. Tanjong Levis Agbo, CRTV, Garoua.
Barely hours till the kickoff of the 2024 Varsity Games in Garoua, all 22 delegations from different institutions of higher learning are fine-tuning their strategies to keep the population of Garoua alive culturally during the event. Our reporter Mercy Ashu Nyambuyu, in the following report, admits that the different fan clubs have paraded Garoua this morning before converging on the esplanade of the North Regional Governor's Office for a rich musical jamboree. Her report.
This are the sounds emanating from the esplanade of the North Regional Governor's Office this chilly Friday morning, an administrative block completely transformed into a giant cultural melting pot by all 22 delegations of students participating in the Varsity Games in Garoua. On site to savor the rich cultural diversity of Cameroon is a cream of the population and officials of the University Games FENASU, Director of the University of Garoua, Professor Bubakari Umaru, the North Regional Governor Jean Abate Edi, who have their eyes and ears on the banners and songs of the different fan clubs. Leopold Tala is a fan club expert.
We are in the North region to announce to the population of Garoua that there is an extraordinary event in town. We were up as early as 6 a.m. with the carnival.
On display are works of art and music which showcase the originality and peculiarities of all the 10 regions, thus passing across a message of communion and strong ties that exist between culture and sports. Mercy Ashunyabe, Siao TV News, Garoua.
In more sports news, Cameroonian cyclists to take part in the International Cycling Tour of Cameroon are already in Maroua a week to the event. The cyclists were given a warm welcome by the authorities and the sporting community of the region. Henry Tatoe Kambi reports from CRTV Far North.
After more than 15 years that cyclists from all over the world have not landed in the far north for the International Cycling Tour of Cameroon, the arrival of Team Cameroon reassures that the wait is over. The cyclists who were given a warm welcome say they have begun acclimatizing with confidence while hoping to bring victory to the hospitable populace. Clovis Kamzong Abosolo is the captain of Team Cameroon.
Coming back to Maroua after many years is a pleasure for us. I personally got my first victory years back in Maroua, and with the welcome and blessings we have already gotten from the population and the Maroua city mayor, we are confident that we will carry the day here. We are already acclimatizing, and we will surely be informed on the D-Day.
On their arrival, the authorities of the far north are already lending support to Team Cameroon. Dr. Sali Babani is the Maroua city mayor.
I would like to tell them, welcome to our town. So you are in your town, you are in the house here in Maroua, and we just now accompany them.
The International Cycling Tour of Cameroon will begin with the presentation of the various teams on the 30th of May, while the first lap, that is Maroua Mora Maroua, is scheduled for the 31st. Maroua, Henry Tatoigambi, CLTV.
That's the end of the news, but before we take leave of you, a recap of the main points. The 30th Africa Regional Assembly of the French-speaking parliament, known by the French acronym APF, unfolds in Yaoundé next Tuesday. The high-level parliamentary confab brings together at least 20 delegations from all over Africa. Ministers of Mining from the Africa-Caribbean Pacific have ended their meeting in Yaoundé today with the adoption of a draft decision on critical raw materials. And in sport, the International Cycling Tour of Cameroon begins next Friday in the far north region. Cameroonian cyclists to take the race course have arrived Maroua ahead of the sports event.